Okay. My mother made her transition about a year and a half ago. And since that time, I've been experiencing what I would call a surge of well-being, in that my life, in virtually every area of my life, I'm experiencing more well-being than I ever have. And so in the peak moments of that well-being, I have a sense of being literally flooded with energy and love from her. And what I'm wondering is that what's occurring? And also wanting to know, is there anything that I haven't received from her through communication already that she would like for me to hear today?
Well, there are a number of things that we want to give you about this. And you recall the conversation that we had earlier with our friend who is a healer. And we were describing, and he was agreeing, that he is not necessary for the healing process of others, because in their own exposure to life, they are asking and therefore receiving the energy. So the reason that we're giving this to you in this way is that you don't need a dead mother in heaven arbitrating on your behalf in order to be flooded with well-being. In other words, all of that has been happening all along. You are an extension of source energy, and that feeling that you are describing is literally what the feeling of alignment is when the thoughts that you are thinking are tuned more to the thoughts that are the thoughts of your source. So it isn't that your mother is arbitrating or flooding energy or surrounding you with energy. It is instead that because of her transition and your expectation of her, you are thereby less resistant than before and allowing more of the energy that has always been available to you. It's the best part about our physical friends croaking. We like that disrespectful word, because when someone makes their transition, you almost always turn your attention more to the non-physical aspects of you. And you begin asking more questions that put you in the place of receiving more answers. You're just more tuned to the awareness of the broadness and the totality of your beingness. And so, is your mother aware of you? Absolutely. In other words, we're not for a moment suggesting that her attention to you might not be something that you are recognizing. We're just saying that your mother from non-physical does not have the ability to tweak your vibration and adjust you in any way. That's all you're doing. And anyway, you wouldn't need someone like that to do that for you, because you've got source energy who is the epitome of all that you have become that is summoning you forward in that current or stream that we are talking about. So something in the transitioning of your mother has caused you to offer less resistance than you were before, and therefore align with the source energy that is you. And something in the transition may very well have caused you to ask for things in a stronger, more poignant way than before. We want to say this, and we will say it many times here today, that everything that you are living is causing you to cause your own stream to move faster, and everything that you are focusing is causing you to either move with the faster moving stream or not. So you're in charge of all of that.
Yes.
And of course, there is the influence of others. In other words, think about what negative emotion is. Negative emotion is an indicator that you are looking at something in your human form differently than the source energy part of you is looking at it. So negative emotion, the fact that it exists at all, means that there are many things that humans believe, practice thinking, beat the drum of, that source knows to be different than that. So negative emotion, the existence of it, means that there are many thoughts that humans think that source does not join them in the thought. In other words, if source was looking at things the way you're looking at things, then source would be joining you. You would have no feeling of that separation, and there would be no negative emotion. So what we're getting at is that source energy of which your mother is now a part is not ever joining you in any thoughts that are less than what she has become. You got to remember that in her death experience, there is not death, in her croaking experience, in her reemerging into non-physical, she has left behind all resistance and reemerged into that which all that she has lived has caused her to become. So when you focus upon her in that way, you in that moment have that similar experience. In other words, that's the best part of focusing upon those that you love and are consciously aware of who have made their transition into non-physical.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
I'm set.
Yes, indeed. And she says that, like always, if she has something to tell you, she'll tell you. And like always, you better listen.